The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Dream Realm Enterprises presents The Sultry Dalek, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Episode 3, Mid Dalek Crisis.
What am I supposed to do, Dr. Freudnostic? I am going out of my little mutated head. Not that we Daleks actually have heads, mind you, as we're just this sort of gelatinous goo underneath this armor and all. Sort of amoeboid in appearance. Some have said we're just megalomaniacal silly putty. That is what I feel like. Silly putty. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, perhaps I do. But then, perhaps we should go back to the beginning, eh?
Greetings, Dr. Freudnostic. I am Dalek S1138X42. My friends simply call me Sultry. You came highly recommended, and I believe I need your help. I never imagined I would ever need to consult a psychotherapist. But these are strange times.
Strange times indeed, when I would even consider taking on a manic depressed Dalek. But there, there! We shall soon have you sorted out. No need to worry at all. Now tell me, when do you imagine your problems began, eh?
It all began on planet X2424-5. It was a test planet that we Daleks had created to develop new weapons, new life forms, and new technologies. It was a wonderful opportunity for a Dalek like me to have a chance to move up in the ranks, to possibly achieve real power someday. But it was there that I crossed paths with the oncoming storm.
The oncoming storm? You went crazy over weather patterns? I really don't understand.
No. This is the name we have given to our greatest enemy, the greatest threat to Dalekkind that there has ever been. Greater than the cuteness of kittens. The oncoming storm is one of the names we have given to the most famous of all Time Lords. You must know him. The annoying one. The one with all the faces. The one who once wore the scarf. Even the word sends a shudder through me.
Do you like a jelly baby?
Scarf.
Ah, yes. I know the one you are referring to. Still, his adventures were amongst the best.
Be that as it may, to run into a new one, well, it was painful to say the least. Traumatic. He again defeated us. How does he always win? Especially when you consider the genius of all Dalek plans. It's maddening, I tell you. Not that I'm saying that I am mentally unstable. I am as sane as any other Dalek. But then, I suppose that is for you to decide, Dr. Freudnostic.
Yes, quite. Now tell me about your relationships.
Must we really go there? It's rather a sore point just now.
Oh, no. I feel this is very important. Do you have a lover?
I did. Yes. Her name was Helen. She was the light of my life. We made love on our first date. I guess I should have known what a little hussy she was.
She broke your heart?
If a Dalek can be said to have a heart, yes, she broke mine in 22 pieces.
That is very specific. What exactly did she do to break your heart in so many ways?
It is so painful to remember.
Oh, come on now. You can tell me.
She cheated on me.
This is most unfortunate. Do you know who it was with?
Why does it matter?
Well, it could be very important. It could tell us more about your problem.
If you must know, it was not with my best friend.
So, it was with your best friend?
No, I tell you, it wasn't.
Really? You cannot pull the wool over my eyes, you know?
It truly wasn't. In fact, I would never have such a friend.
Now, let me tell you, I am finding this hard to believe.
It really wasn't a friend. I am telling you the truth. But if you must know who it was, she was having it off with a Cyberman. I found them doing it in our apartment on Skaro.
Oh dear.
I had been on a particularly satisfying mission to destroy the most beautiful creatures in the galaxy. A family of puppy dogs from Sirius 3. And there they were, in our bed, doing the nasty. And let me tell you, it was nasty. There were cables and wires everywhere. So I exterminated them with extreme prejudice.
Oh, boy, this is unfortunate indeed. How embarrassing.
Yes, truly embarrassing. Can you imagine cross-breeding with a tin head like that?
I can see now the heart of your problem. You have mother issues.
I what?
Clearly you blame everything on your mother. It is quite clear. You have a deep and heartfelt love for your mother. You are in love with your mother and have sexual fantasies about her.
I just don't know what to say about that, except maybe exterminate. He was right, of course. But still, bastard. I exterminated my mother when I was a Dalek toddler, and I exterminated Helen and that damned tin head too. Oh well, who needs them? Plenty more fish in the sea, as they say.
Sultry Dalek, Episode 3, Mid-Dalek Crisis, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, starring as the Sultry Dalek, Victor Aurelius, and as Dr. Freudnostic, Jeff Irons. Title and incidental music by the BBC, Murray Gold and Kevin MacLeod. Post-production and sound design by Victor Aurelius. Executive producer, Jonathan Patrick Russell. Script editor, Jonathan Patrick Russell. Director, Jonathan Patrick Russell. Copyright, Dream Realm Enterprises, 2014.